193, the senator from the 2nd District. Senator from the 2nd, who's jogging.
President, I move that we bring before the body House Bill number 193.
You've heard the motion from the senator from St. Charles. All those in the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that we read the third time placed upon his final passage Senate substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill number 193.
You've heard the motion from the senator from St. Charles. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none. Senator from the 7th, are you seeking recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the sponsor.
Senator from the 2nd, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Okay. Could you just tell us where we are and what happened and what the map
is?
We have perfected
the Senate substitute, which was distributed, that's in front of you. It says root floor sub. You should have a packet. We perfected that, and now we are on the third read motion to send that over to the House.
Oh, okay. So in the conversation with the House, nothing changed at all?
Well, we wanted to finish up our bill here so we can send it over there, and then they can make a conference motion and do that.
Do you feel pretty confident there'll be a conference motion?
I have a strong feeling there will be a conference motion.
But it wasn't promised. It's kind of still up in the air.
I mean, they didn't say, okay, yes, if you send it over, we're definitely going to conference, but it's, you know, they can't make the motion unless we send the bill over, so.
Okay, that's the hope. Okay, just hold on just a minute. Okay. Anything else that, I mean, I'm trying to think of the questions that would be helpful for us to know. I mean, obviously what happened earlier is we all got caught. I just want to make sure that we're comfortable with what we're doing, and I think I've got there. Is there anything else that you feel like would be helpful for us to know?
No, I mean, this is just the, you know, Senate map, and now if they would go to conference, it's conferenceable, and we can, you know, continue discussing it. And
what's
the next logical
step? What's
the
status of the present congressman and women? What's the present status of their input onto this one? Are there agreement to on the Senate map?
No, I don't think there's.
How many yes, how many no?
I really don't think there's agreement on the House map. I don't think there's agreement on the Senate map. And I don't think there'll ever be really an agreement with everybody singing Kumbaya. And I think that you're never going to get where everybody is comfortable. And I think that's kind of what conference is for, is to make sure that our members are comfortable, the elected members of the House are comfortable, and the congressionals just live
either
with
that
our decisions.
Either that or everybody's uncomfortable. You have a very hard job. I would never want what you've had to do this session, because everybody looks at it from their own eyes, and I do appreciate the work you've put into it. Hopefully we'll get to where we need to be on time. Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Cole County, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could inquire from the senator from the 2nd.
Senator from 2nd, do you yield?
Of course.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you. We've talked a few times. I know this ship has left port. But as you know, there was concerns in our Senate district, as there is in many districts. And to your point, it's hard to get any map that's agreed on. And I did thank you, and I want to tell you that I know you guys have worked through hell trying to get this map put together. We have some real issues in rural Missouri with the way that things are going and representation, specifically with Callaway County and some others. And I know there's probably not a senator in here who doesn't end up getting a county kind of carved up a little bit. And that's unfortunately what happens in redistricting when you lose a seat. But specifically, Callaway County in our district, those residents have been calling nonstop, letting me know that they really don't want to be represented as a rural county instead of an urban county by two different congressmen. But having said that, I do want to tell you that I understand the position you're in, and I know there's members of this body and members of our congressional delegation who have, you know, went different directions, and I know it's been tough on you. But I did want to let you know that I appreciate your effort, and although my constituents are not happy, I understand the position you're in, and I just wanted to make sure As you went through the process, and I don't know what will happen when the bill goes over to the House, but some of our counties would like to sure be considered as one. And like I said, I know the ship has sailed sure. to a certain degree on that, but I wanted to get those words in and just tell you and your committee thank you for a thankless job.
Well, duly noted. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
The senator from the second renews his motion that the Senate substitute for the House Committee substitute for House Bill 193 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 193, an act relating to the composition of congressional districts. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
The senator from Franklin for what votes aye. The senator from the 8th votes no. Senator from Jefferson votes no. Senator from the 9th votes no. By your vote of 22 aye, 11 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling perfecting motions were made and carried.